This recording, South Africa 31, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My father was born in Lithuania. My dad left Lithuania when he was 7 years old, and they went on a boat to somewhere which ended up being South Africa. My mother's father was born in Lithuania as well, a different part, and her mother was born in South Africa, but her parents were also from Lithuania. So the whole family originates from there. I was born in South Africa. I was raised there. I left there in 1988. But in the interim time, I studied in London for 3 years at the Royal Academy of Ballet, and I did my teacher's training there. And then I went back to South Africa where I worked and taught for many years. I was teaching in a black area, and it was no longer safe to go to work. Starting off teaching there, I was accepted, and I mean, I'm sure I looked like the whitey, as we were called, but my students and I had a good rapport, didn't matter what we were. And then when this all started, people became very edgy, and I'd have to leave children in the dance area and not be able to give them a ride home, because if they were seen in a white person's car, their houses would be burned down or they'd be tarred and feathered. And so at that point, I applied to come and live in the United States. I finally got my green card and came here in 88. And I've been here ever since. I've been back to South Africa for a visit. It's my last time about 3 years ago. South Africa, Cape Town, which is where I'm from, is very much like Southern California, Northern California combined scenically. And the wonderful thing about it is the smell of the air. There's just nothing like it. It's an ozone combined with seaweed, combined with, I don't know, it's an incredibly sweet smell, and it just is rejuvenating. And the color of the sky is magnificent blue. But I love it here, and I'm very happy here, and I'm married to an American, so I would never go back and live there anyway. My accent is a big old mix because I was in London for 3 years, and in South Africa they say I have an accent, and here I know I have an accent, so I'm not really sure what it is.